said over yesterday, Yishalmi, Mesechtis Yuma, Davdal, Damed Beis, Yishalmi says, Chubin Ba'ith Sheni, the people in Ba'ith Sheni are Yugeim B'Teira, they were Meyage and Teira, they learned Teira B'Yigia, B'chol Veses Teiva Oyobam, and every Midah Teiva they had with them. Ela, why was the Chubin? Shoy Oyevin Es Hamomoin, they had a harvest amomain, and because they had a harvest amomain, they were had seen them as the harvest amomain, as it's mashmi yishalmi, the harvest amomain brought them to be seen them there. It brought them to sinner. The sheirish of sinner's chinom was a harvest amomain. We have to understand what lies in this yishalmi, what this yishalmi teaches us. Befrat, we're standing now in a zman when the Etzem is the most chomadik zman of Tisha B'Av in a Gibbisa Zinnin. Because the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainis that when was the time that they came and they lit the fire in Beis HaMikdosh, the Gemara says it was Lifnois Erev, was Tisha B'Av Far Nachts, that's when they made the Tisu Eish B'Tzir Takert. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yochanan says that if he would have been there, he would have been Kaveya, that he fast on Yud B'Av, because the Sreif had just started, Tisha B'Av, right before the night, it just started. So Be'etzem, if a person is Mizbeinen, a person is Mizbeinen in Tisha B'Av, even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, and we paskin that we fast on Tes B'Av and not on Yud B'Av, but when was the Maisa of Sreifa, when was the Atzos of Besirin? Now, at this point in time, right before the Erev, now is the time when it was Shelet, the Eish in Sirin. That's why now is the time to be mizmeinin. What is the Sibbos HaChubim and what we can do to do tshuva on the Sibbos HaChubim? What is there to do tshuva? The Gemara says, the Yishalmi tells us, Eivin es hamomein v'seinim zeh. We say in davening, Shabbos in davening, when we say Ato Ereso, Adovah Niflo, it says in Kadmeinim, a pella from Azach steht in Kadmeinim. In today's Kriya, we said Atar Ereso. There's 22 days in Yemei HaMetzorim. There's 22 days in Tishrei. The 22nd day in Tishrei, Shmini Atzeres. And Shmini Atzeres, the spitz of the Yemei HaRachmim V'Arotzein. What's the Avedi in spitz Yemei HaRachmim V'Arotzein? Atar Ereso L'Das, Ki Hashem U'Elikim Einit. What's the Avedi of Tisha B'Av? What's the Kriyas Hayim of Tisha B'Av? The Zelba Ato Reisa that we have to have after 21 days of Aveda, and it comes Shmini Atzeres. It comes the Shpitzo Aveda. What's the Aveda of today's day? Today's day's Aveda is Ato Reisa Lodas Ki Hashem Hu Elikim Einit. That's the Aveda. They know it. Melvado is the Aveda of today's day. The Aveda of today's day is to be Makir, the Aveda of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the Hashem Hu Elikim, the Hashem of the 22 days of Yimei HaRachmim V'Aratzein, the Elikim of today's days, of 22 days of Din, that's all one. Hashem Hu Elikim Einoid Melevadoi. That's the Akkorah that a person comes to on Tisha B'Av. When we say Ata Reis or Shabbos, when we say Ata Reis, we say afterwards, Ava Rachmim, Hativa Bertzein Chayat Tzien, Tivne Chaymes Yerushalayim. Why? That's already a Pasuk. Tivne Chaymes Yerushalayim, Hativa Bertzein Chayat. Ki lechpechol levat batachnu melech el rom v'nisa adein elamim. Ki, we're saying a reason why tivne chaymas yishalayim. Why is it that we have to build chaymas yishalayim? Ki bechol levat batachnu, because only in you alone, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, we had batachin. Shteit do epsamir di kizach in this tefillah. Shteit doch in this tefillah that the Seid of bringing Tivne Chaymes Yishalayim, the Seid of building back up the Chaymes of Yishalayim, like we said today in Nachem, that the Rebbeinu Shalom is going to be a Chaymes Eish Soviv to Yishalayim. How can we be Zeicha to this Chaymes Eish? Ki Becha Levad Botochnu. Amiridi Kegilui. The Midas Abitochain is the Sheirish of what builds back Yishalayim Yakedish. Why the Midas Abitochain? Why is it the Midas Abitochain? We know there are two goyim for Chubim HaMikdash. Mikdash was Chorev because of two chatoim, Chet HaEgel and the Chet of Meraglim. The Megala Amukes tells us that Beis Mikdash Rishon was Charev because of Chet HaEgel, Beis Mikdash Sheni was Charev because of Chet HaMeraglim, Beis Mikdash Rishon was Charev because of Gimel Aveiris Chamuris, it was Charev because of Aveidah Zorah, Gilei Arayos, and Shviches Domim. The Egel was Aveidah Zorah. Egel is Rosh Tevis, Arayis, Gezel, Loshon Hara, Shteitin Svarim. Egel is Koilel to all other Tumas. It's Koilel Arayis, it's Koilel Gezel, which is the Sheirish of Shviches Domim, and it's Hazer in it ready, Nichlal, the Chet of the Meraglim, the Loshon Hara. The Egel is Koilel everything. The Chsarin Emuna of Egel is the Chsarin of everything. Chazal tell us, Le'ovdu Yisrael Avidizara, El Kedelahatelem Arayis. Emuna, clear Emuna, believing that Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet, living with our Kara that is a Beira Olam, living with our Kara every minute that you can't run away from the Beira Olam. Oh no, Mipanecha Evroch, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Im Atzia Shiel, I'll think I'll go someplace in the dark on the ground, where nobody's around, where nobody will see me. I can do whatever I want in the darkness of the night. Hineka, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is with you. I will go someplace in a spaceship in Shamayim. Shomato, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is with you. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is with you wherever you are. You can't run away from the Beira Olam. Emuna is a stira to Aveidah Zarah. That's the Emuna. The Emuna is a stira to Arayis, Gilei Arayis. It's a stira to Arayis. It's a stira to Gezel. It's a stira to Lashon Hara. If you would realize that there's a Beira Olam on the world, live with our Kara, clear our Kara that we are living together with the Beira Olam. Chet wouldn't exist. The first Ramon Shulchan Aruch, the first Ramon Shulchan Aruch, a mitzvah to take our children and chazer with them this Ramon. They should realize what means our Kara of a Beira Olam. Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Samit, Eine Doimi Yeshiva Lefnei HaMelech. The way a person has to remember that he's always Lefnei Melech, Malch HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His whole actions are different. His whole anhag is different. That's what saves the person. Sheirish of everything is the Chet HaEgel. And the Chet HaEgel then went into a second thing, into the Chet of Meraglim, which the Chet of Meraglim was the Chet of Sinas Chinam, Lashon Hara, which was Sinas Chinam, Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael, the way Rashi says in the beginning of the next parasha that he should have learned Musa, Kairach should have learned Musa from them, the Meraglim should have learned Musa from that, the Meraglim was Lashon Hara, and they should have learned Musa from that. He learned Musa, Lashon Hara, from the Malais of Miriam, the Meraglim should have learned Musa, Lashon Hara, the Indian of Meraglim, the Chet of Lashon Hara, that's the Chet of Meraglim, that's Bayis Sheni, Sinas Chinam, Lashon Hara, which the Mechavetz Chaim says is one Sheirish, to the two Chatoim, Egel and Meraglim, are the two Chatoim, which those two Chatoim are the span of the 3 weeks. Yeshiva Oseh B'Tamuz is the Egel, and Tisha B'Av is the Chet of Meraglim, and it covers the 3 weeks, these two Chatoim. Adov on Nifla, probably it has to say in a Sefer, because it's too often a zach. It's too often a zach. The Heilige Bnei Yisroel tells us that in the days of the 3 weeks, in the 22 days, there's 528 hours. That's how many hours there are in the 3 weeks. But the Bnei Yisroel says that we have to take off from the 3 weeks, we have to take off certain hours. The Shabbosim are not nichlal in the 3 weeks. Rosh Chodesh is not nichlal in the 3 weeks. So we have to take off 4 times 24, we have to take off 96 hours. We also have to take off another 6 hours, the 6 hours from after Chatzis, the 6 hours from after Chatzis Tisha B'Av, which is already Noilid the Mashiach, which is already a different Zman, Zog the Heilige Bnei Yisroel, we take that off, and we are left with 426 hours of the Yemei HaMetzorim. Yemei HaMetzorim, the Bnei Yisroel has one place of Cheshvan, 427 hours. We will go with the Cheshvan of 426 hours in Yemei HaMetzorim. And we'll see Dvorim Nifloim, what lies in this mispar of 426. Why the Yemei HaMetzorim have 426? What is this mispar 426? It's not a magic mispar. It lies in them Neiradike Neiradike Giluyim Ofene Zachen Tuchatoim Tuchatoim. What is the schus of Klal Yisrael? Where is the Klal Yisrael schus? The Torah HaKadosh tells us The Torah Aktoisha tells us who is Klal Yisrael. Veheim tuku leraglecha. The Pasuk tells us what's the mile of Klal Yisrael. Tuku leraglecha. Zok the Heilige Rashi tuku leraglecha. They went under the bark. They went under the har. They accepted the oil of the har. Kofa leim har kigigis. Veheim tuku leraglecha. They took upon themselves the oil of Mar Sinai. They took upon themselves the oil of to be forced to be Mekayim the Torah. They took upon themselves never to leave Kaviyachol the remaining Shalom. That is the mile of Klal Yisrael. Veheim tuku l'raglecha. What disturbed this mile of tuku l'raglecha? Tu chatoim, Egel and Meraglim. Egel and Meraglim are exactly 426. Egel and Meraglim, the two chatoim of Klal Yisrael. There's the two chatoim that are the opposite of the tuku l'raglecha. And from that came the 426 hours of Yimei HaMetzorim. From that came the 426 hours of Yimei HaMetzorim. From there we got those hours of Yimei HaMetzorim. That's what brought us to Yimei HaMetzorim, the behem tuku l'raglecha. But it says another yisid nifla lies in this. How many hours are taken off from the Mea Metzorim, from the 22 days? 102 hours, Begematria Emuna. What is our Koyach in Yemea Metzorim? With what do we live in Yemea Metzorim? What is our Schauskis in Golus? Our Schauskis in Golus is Emuna. Emuna is the light which keeps us in Golus, in the Yemea Metzorim, in the Chet of Egel and Meraglim. What's the Koyach to be Mitzvakeach against it? What's the Koyach to fight against it? One koyach we have, the koyach of emuna, being mechazik poshet poshet emuna, living with emuna in the beir olam, living with hakorah that is the beir olam. That's the teisayda dovo. Shteitim parshas devarim. We learned Shabbos apotik. Klal Yisrael told the Rebbeinu Shleilim, told Moshe Rabbeinu, besinas Hashem oisanu. The Rebbeinu Shleilim kaviyachol is besinas Hashem oisanu. The Netziv in Harchev Dovol, on the bottom of Hamek Dovol, has a Meirdika Ora. In Pastor Shlach, we don't find, says the Netziv, that Klal Yisrael said to the Rebbeinu Shleilim, Besinas Hashem Eisanu. We find different Vikuchim. Why Davke this Vikuach, that we repeat this Vikuach of Besinas Hashem Eisanu? Neiridiki Deburim in Netziv. It's Kedai to look inside in the Netziv. The Netziv says, because all the other things are not Negeya to us. Of a besinas Hashem Eisanu is negaya every single yid rachmana litzlan. When a yid light yisurim rachmana litzlan, when se geitim nishgut, when a yid light yisurim rachmana litzlan, si se zamach ledebishta zalapiten, si chas visholim a yid lighten panase, si chas visholim a yid light yisurim fin gidelbonim, what does a yid rachmana litzlan enter his machshava? Look, the heilige netziv, it enters his machshava somewhere along the way, with the greatest of respect to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Somewhere along the way we went to get fachapt in besinas Hashem Oisanu Rachmana Litzlam. We get fachapt and the Rebbeinu Shleilam Chas Shalom doesn't like us. The Rebbeinu Shleilam brings Yisurim on us. He doesn't like us. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is angry at us. Dr. Netziv, that's why the Torah HaKadosh is Saraitzit and Bashas Devarim, because the Torah HaKadosh is talking to us in Golus, in the bitter Golus that we live in. We shouldn't get caught up in besinas Hashem. Let us take this Netziv a step further. Let us see what the Heilige Svasamis tells us on this Pasuk B'Sinas Hashem Eisanu. He tells us, the Torah HaKadosh teaches us, what is the way to bring the Gula Shleima? What is the way to mimikarev the Gula? How do we be sakin the B'Sinas Hashem Eisanu? The whole Golus came because of B'Sinas Hashem Eisanu. How are we misakin the B'Sinas Hashem Eisanu? Took the Heilige Svasamis. The tikkun of besinas Hashem Eisanu is be'ahavas Hashem Eisanu, to chazer the be'ahavas Hashem Eisanu, to chazer the es hashayehav Hashem Yichiach, to chazer and chazer and chazer again, to be bring it into us, the emuna, me'emuna, we don't see it, we don't know it, we have emuna shleima. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is oyev es ama Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shleilam is be'icher ba'ama Yisrael be'ahava, in the bitter golus. In the day of Tisha B'Av, every single day, the Rebbeinu Shleilam is Oyev Es Ama Yisrael. And the only reason we suffer, Rachmana Litzlan, is only Bahavas Hashem Eisanu. It's only because it's Hashayav Hashem Yechiach. That emuna is the light that takes away the Bein HaMetzorim. That emuna is the light that comes into the Bein HaMetzorim. There's 528 hours of Bein HaMetzorim. There's 102 hours of light in the Bein HaMetzorim. 102 hours the Megamatri of emuna, which takes away the Koyach of the Egel, the Koyach of the Meraglim. Because if you have emuna, if you have true emuna in the Rebbe Ha'olam, then there doesn't exist anything else. There doesn't exist no Avodah Zarah. There doesn't exist no Arayas. There doesn't exist no Gezel. There doesn't exist no Lashon Hara. The Chet of Egel and Meraglim become Bottle and Mevutal. Because the emuna takes away the Chet. The emuna of the Rebbe Ha'olam. The emuna that the Rebbe Ha'olam exists. That's what takes away in Zerach HaTohem. That's what's the Ma'akiv of in Zerach HaTohem. So the Heilige Yishalmi. The Heilige Yishalmi. Oyavin es ha-momen. What does it mean, Oyavin es ha-momen? Oyavin es ha-momen doesn't mean that we need bread to eat. That's Oyavin es ha-momen. Oyavin es ha-momen doesn't mean that when I went in to take off my tefillin and the telephone rings and it states to Amama from Eretz Yisrael, Amama from Eretz Yisrael, I didn't know if I would be able to even walk out. A mama from Eretz Yisrael, oofed. What time is it in Eretz Yisrael? 1 o'clock in the morning. Morgen nimmt sie die Tochter zum Chuppe. Morgen nimmt sie den Sohn zum Chuppe. And she doesn't have a pruter to her name. And she doesn't have what to pay the caterer. She doesn't have what to pay the chasne. She doesn't have what to pay to bring by leichte for the chasne kalle. That's called not oyeven es hamamein. That's called needs. That's not what the Yishalmi is talking about. Oyeven es hamamein. That's not oyeven es hamamein. Nicht das meint men oyeven es hamamein. Oyeven es hamamein means when you have your food to put on the table, you have what you need. And oyeven es hamamein means you need more. You're oyeven es hamamein. Why are you oyeven es hamamein? Why are you oyeven es hamamein? What is the problem? What do you need money for? Where's Anar? He has the money and he needs more money. Ah, you know why you need more money? You'll hear it from every single person why he needs more money. What's going to be when I'm going to be older? I'm not going to be able to work. I'm going to retire soon. I need money. I need money for my children. I need money for my grandchildren. I need money for Doris. I have all kinds of different plans. Wo ist der Emuna im Bitochen im Bereilam? Wo ist der Emuna? Wo ist der Bitochen? Bitochen ist not Daiges Mochel. Bitochen ist Daiges Hayim, ist der Mutte Ishtadlus. Ishtadlus auf Daiges Mochel. To worry about tomorrow, Oyavin es Hamamain. Das ist die Stira zu Bitochen. Die Stira zu Emuna im Bitochen. Der Heilige Boris Kirov said, that Ayid get dich kat Stoka. It's not only in that it's over the love of Tzedaka. Sie schmeckt von Chson Emuna. Sie schmeckt von Chson Emuna in Bereilam. Sie schmeckt der Chson, the moment is mine. It's my money, I have a Balabatischkeit over it. Sie da Bereilam auf der Welt. Sie da Emuna in Bitochein. Oya bin es Hamamain. Oya bin es Hamamain. There was missing Emuna in Bitochein. There was missing the Yisaydes of Emuna Yiddishkeit. There was missing Emuna in Bitochein. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim is Megale. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim is Megale. The Heilige Chofetz Chaim is uns Megale. The Shedis of Ben Adam Lechaveroi. All the problems of Ben Adam Lechaveroi stam from Chsorim Bitochen and Amuna. Chsorim Bitochen and Amuna. Nobody has sinned Ben Adam Lechaveroi for no reason. Nobody is choshed just to make sinner Lashem sinner. Sinner comes from Kino. Sinner comes from Ayin Ro. Sinner comes from not forgiving Yenem. Sinner comes from seeing something by somebody else and I need it. Sinner comes from Chemdo. Sinner comes from seeing somebody has more than me and I can't have what the other person has. I mekan him and then I have sinner to him. Sinner comes from Chesaron Bitochein. Sinner comes from Chesaron Emuna. When a person does something wrong to me and somebody is mazik me or somebody does something wrong to me, why do I think that I have a right to have a tainer to him? Why do I think that I have a right to have machlekes with him? Why do I think I have the right to be yored lechayov? Because I think that that person did something wrong to me. So the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, Aleph Beis in Emuna, Aleph Beis in Yiddishkeit, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam feared the world, said Abba Reilom of the world. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam sent the person to see the stick of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The person wouldn't have been able to do anything to you. As Ishtet Nyeshalmi, Leisikayim v'Leisiter. Why Leisikayim v'Leisiter? Because you have to have Emuna that is the Beis Oilam on the world. A Yiddish Ingle he becomes bar mitzvah, 13 years old and a minute, he's nichlal to shleish esrei shana v'yayim echad. What is he mechuyev? He's mechuyev in tayag mitzvahs. And this little yingle is mechuyev in the lava of leisikim. How is that possible? Namela, you're going to tell somebody about Balaveda. He worked already 10 years. He worked already 20 years. He worked already 30 years. He worked on his midos. Good. Et ha'arbet navzich. He don't have about midos. He won't have nekoma. He won't have tainus to him. Vos vilmen van avamitzvah bocherol. Avamitzvah bocherol. Abbas mitzvah, 12-year-old girl, an 8th grader. It's mechuyah v'lai sikoim. She's over a lav deraisa if she takes nekoma. How's that possible? The teretz is, it volim pshutim. Bistayit. Bistayit, the Eibishtot are eingepflanzt in you emuna. You are born with emuna. The Rebbeinu Shleilom, you are ben Avram Yitzchik v'Yakov. Vehemin b'Hashem. The Bereilom gave us an Avram Avinu who was vehemin b'Hashem. It doesn't say v'yamin b'Hashem. It says vehemin b'Hashem. He brought a poil yoitza of emuna. Every single Yid is born with emuna. Every single Yid is born. When he's born, he has in himself a sheirish of emuna. He's born to parents, to Yiddish parents, who are mashrish in him, be Yerusha emuna, and are mechanech him 12 years that there's a Bayra Olam on the world. If you learn that there's a Bayra Olam on the world, then there's no kasha how you ask a 12-year-old girl, how you ask a 13-year-old boy, leisika and veleisita. If you have emuna, it's leisika and veleisita and nishmel. Leisika veleisita is olive base if you live with you. I'm a leptin, I've held on emuna. He's like seeking midas, he's like seeking madregas. But when you live with emuna in Beir Olam, when you live with betochen in Beir Olam, he's like seeking vileisita eratoitso of emuna. Boch Habakkuk be'amida malachas. Tzadik ve'minosa yichya. Boch Habakkuk took the tayag mitzvahs and he made nothing with the tayag mitzvahs. He made them boch Habakkuk ve'amida malachas. Nein, Habakkuk told us, shayrish of everything is emuna. Let me ask the last time we had a shmus about emuna. When's the last time we spoke about emuna? When's the last time we discussed emuna? I'm afraid to say that by most people, the topic of emuna is a topic that you don't touch. You don't talk about that topic. You'll ask a malamed in cheder why he doesn't talk about emuna. He'll answer you, he's afraid to talk about emuna. It's a topic that he doesn't want to touch. It's a scary topic to teach emuna. Emuna! On emuna geht es nicht. We can't be mechanich kids if we're not mechanich them with emuna. Emuna is the shayrish of everything. Oyavin es hamomain. They didn't have emuna and bitachain. Without emuna and bitachain, you can't be misgaba and losh. Without emuna and bitachin, you can't be misgaba leisika veleisiter. Without emuna and bitachin, you can't be misgaba and sinner. That's why you say him zeh. Those state in Yishalmi. Yishalmi state, as the oyev in the samomen was a simon, they live without bitachin. They live without bitachin and emuna. And that's what it says the Chofetz Chaim in Shara Tvuna. If you don't have emuna and bitachin, you fall through in the Averis ben Adam lechaveroi. Averis ben Adam lechaveroi, the sheirish is emuna and bitachin. With emun and bitachin, that's how you misgabar on averes ben adam lechaveroi. Das steht in Yishalmi. Shoya oyev in es hamamoin, and that's why we say him ze. Steht in Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Av kuf yutes on the base. A Gemara that tells us many reasons why there was chub mi Yishalayim. The Gemara says, Oma Rabaya, v'chove Yishalayim el b'shve shechilu l'vavase Shabbos. Omer Rabbi Avua lechov Yishalayim el shul shebitlu krishme shachris va'alves. Omer Rabbi Amnuna lechov Yishalayim el shul shebitlu v'atinei kishabes rabon. Three things. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak lechov Yishalayim el shul shehishu kotim v'godol. We spoke about that in the morning. Let's learn the first three things. Then we'll go weiter. What are the first three things? Chilul es haShabbos, bitlu krishma v'alves, and bitlu batenekes shabbos rabon. All the three things are one. We're not learning three different things. The Gemara says later. Why was Chov Yishalayim? What was the reason of Chov Yishalayim? Because pasku bem anshe amona. What does it mean? Pasku bem anshe amona. Pasku anshe amona means that he lost the inyan of emuna. They lost the inyan of emuna. That's pasku bem anshe amona. Where does this start? The inyan of emuna. Shabbos kedish. What is Shabbos? Why did the Rebbeinu Shalom give us a Shabbos? The Rebbe Shlomo gave us a Shabbos to remember that there's a Bira Olam on the world. Sheshes Yomim, Teosa, 36 days you work and you do your Malacha. You get Fachapt in Koichi Beitzim Yodi Osa Leizachai Elazer. You get Fachapt in everything. Come Shabbos Kedish, the Rebbe Shlomo, he reminds you that the Rebbe Shlomo made the world. Shabbos Kedish is to remember that the Rebbe Shlomo made the world. We said over already many times, Shteit Neheilige Bas Ayin, Shteit Neheilige Bas Ayin, that the seed of Shabbos is bitachain. The seed of Shabbos is bitachain. Ayid is in the middle of the work. He's in the middle of a business. He's in the middle of a big business deal. And it comes Friday and he has to leave everything go and he has to go make Shabbos. Nothing exists. Nothing exists. He doesn't talk about it. He's not allowed to talk about it. He'll meet the person in Besmedish. He won't even mention to him about the deal that he had. He'll meet somebody on the street. He won't even talk to him about the deal that he's doing. Shabbos Kodesh. He's not allowed to talk about business Shabbos. It's author. It's Alav Medivri Kabbalah. He wouldn't even divag to talk about his business Shabbos. It's Keilu Kol Malach Tafasuya. Everything is done. Everything is finished. The whole deal doesn't exist. It's Shabbos. Shabbos is bitachin. Shabbos is taking your business and leaving it alone. Shabbos is bitachin in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the Sheirish from Shabbos. Bitachin in the Bira Olam. To have bitachin in the Bashefer, that's what Shabbos is all about. Forget about the work. Forget about your Keichi V'yotzim Yadi. Sedah Bira Olam of the world. He's the one who created the world. He's the one who does everything. That's what Shabbos Kedish is all about. If you don't watch Shabbos, then Benun and Bitachin comes away. That's why the Chavi Yishalayim El Bishvil Shechilu Bas HaShabbos, they lost the Amun and Bitachin. They lost the Amun and Bitachin. Shabbos is Amun and Beira Olam. Shabbos brings Amun and Beira Olam. Shabbos is Bitachin and Beira Olam. Shabbos, you lost the Amun and Bitachin. That's the reason why it was Chavi Yishalayim. The Chavi Yishalayim Shli Yekarba Krishma Shachras V'Alvis Kriya Shema Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Seidus of Amuna Achtus of the world. The Heilige Chsam Sefer. The Heilige Chsam Sefer teaches. What does it mean? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What does Hashem Echad mean? Zok the Heilige Chsam Sefer. You know what Hashem Echad means? That you shouldn't do din the Rebbeinu Shalom b'shutfis. Shutfis? You're dining the Rebbeinu Shalom b'shutfis? You chas v'sholom choshe the Yid that dins the Rebbeinu Shalom b'shutfis? Zok the Heilige Chsam Sefer, yeah. We all din the Rebbeinu Shalom b'shutfis. We go to work, and we go to work, and we say that how do I get my panasa? I bring my panasa and the Eibishter helps too. Das ist gedient der Rebbeinu Shalom b'shutfis, sagt der Heilige Chsam Sefer. Se felt na Hashem Echad, se felt na Achdus Abayres, se felt na Koras Adar Beir Olam. If you know Hashem Echad, the Eibishter is one, there's nothing else in the world. Ein Oid Melvadoi. There's nothing else except the Beir Olam in the world. That's the Kabbalah Salmach HaShemayim of Kirishma. Emunah Bitochen in the Beir Olam. Klar Emunah Bitochen. They didn't read Kriya Shema. They didn't have the Yisaidis of Kirishma, the Yisaid of Kirishma, of the Amun and Bitochen of Kirishma, the Hashem Echad of Kirishma. Without that Hashem Echad, it's impossible to have the Yishalayim, to have Ebes Amigdosh. That's why Chub Yishalayim comes from Chesaron Amun and Bitochen. I'm a Mele, Lechav Yishalayim, Ele Bishvil Shabit Luba Tenoiki Shabbat Rabban. It's a given Chadorim. There was a Vada Chadorim. But you know what it means, Bitle Batanakisha Bisraban? It means leider. I wouldn't say it Berabim to the ganzen Scharfkeit. It means leider mit gelernt Asach Gemorim, mit Asach Mishnayas, and mit gelernt, mit gepackt mit Yedias HaTeire. But nobody spoke about the Beira Olam. Nobody taught them there's a Beira Olam on the world. Nobody taught them Emunah and Bitachon. Nobody taught them there's a Beira Olam. A Bacher could go through 18 years of yeshiva and not know what it means to deal in the business world. He doesn't know what it means to deal in the business world. He comes out into the business world after learning 20 years in yeshiva, after learning in Kodal 10 years, and he comes out in the business world and he doesn't know the Aleph Beis of Emunah Bitochen. He doesn't know the Aleph Beis, what it means to deal Erlich. Why? Because he never heard in his life that there's a Beir Olam in the world. He never heard in his life what means dealing in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He never knew what it means to have Emunah Bitochen in the Beir Olam. He's not prepared for life. He's not prepared for the Nisyonos of life. That's called Bitlu Tenoike Shabbos Rabban. That's Bitlu Tenoike Shabbos Rabban. It's a Bitlu von Chinuch. Bitlu von Chinuch. If you're not Mechanach to Emunah Bitochen, talking the way it should be, if you don't ingrain children from the youngest ages as Adar Beir Olam of the world, and they should live with Emun and Bitachon in the Beir Olam, that's Bittul Tenekesh of Yisraban. That's what brings Chub Mabes Amigdosh. That's what brings Chuvim. It's Kumt, this man of Tisha B'Av. What is the Kabbalah of Tisha B'Av? What is the Kabbalah the person has to have Tisha B'Av? The Kabbalah Yid has to have Tisha B'Av is Chizuk in Emunah B'Tachayin. B'Mechazik the Emunah B'Tachayin. B'Mechazik is Emunah in Beir Olam. B'Mechazik Emunah, the Hepech of Chet HaEgel. B'Mechazik B'Tachayin in the Re'enishleil, the Hepech of Lashon Hara. The Hepech, what did they have, the Meraglim? What did they have, the Meraglim? They went into Eretz Yisrael. They would have B'Tachayin in the Beir Olam. But the Nishki can't have made of them to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why were they afraid to go into Eretz Yisrael? Chisarim B'Tachayin. Amuna and Bitochin, Amuna connected Cheta Egel, Bitochin connected Cheta Meraglim. That's our Chaskus. That's our Chaskus. What's Chedish of? Of is Rosh Tevis, Amuna Bitochin. That's our Aveden Chedish of. Our Aveden Chedish of is to be Mechazik Amuna, to be Mechazik Bitochin. The Aleph Beis for Yiddishkeit. The Aleph Beis for Yiddishkeit. The Aleph Beis of Yahadus. The Aleph Beis of Yahadus is Amuna and Bitochin. We have to be Mechazik Amuna and Bitochin. That's our Aveden when comes the end of Tisha B'Av. Said before Gemara. Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan says that he would have been Keveya that should be the Tisha B'Av should be Yud B'Av, the Avelis should be Yud B'Av, Neshuruba Shal Heichel Nischof and Yud B'Av. As I state in the Gemara, the Kotzke Rebbe asked the Kasha if the Ben Ashmoshes Lefishites HaGa'inim make me read an abyssal advertire. The Kotzke Rebbe asked the Kasha that Rabbi Yochanan Lishitosei Rabbi Yochanan Lishitosei, why did Rabbi Yochanan say that should be Rubei Shel Eichel Nisrof should be Kaveyed by Yud Ba'av? The Mukhi Yosef asked Sekasha. Amoyed the Kikasha. Why are you allowed to light a candle Erev Shabbos ben Ashmosh, Erev Shabbos before the Shkia? It burns on Shabbos, and Isha Mishem Chitzov, so it should be like you light it on Shabbos, so it should be a Malacha. As I frek the Nemukhi Yosef, and for the Nemukhi Yosef, that Isha Mishem Chitzov doesn't mean that what I do later is like I'm doing it later. Isha Mishem Chitzov means that whatever happens later is completely nichlal in the original Maisa, is completely nichlal in what I'm lighting Erev Shabbos. So when I'm lighting it Erev Shabbos, the Adloka is Erev Shabbos. As I zok the Heilige Nemukhi Yosef. If so, Rabbi Yochanan Lishitosei, what does it bother him that Rubei Shel Eichel Nisrof B'Yud? But everything is a chnichlol in the etzem ma'aseh lechatchila. So if so, he should also hold that it should be kaveya on Tisha B'Av. That's the Kotzke Rebbe's kasha. And the teretz the Kotzke Rebbe said is a poshut the teretz. There's two dinim. There's a din in the mazik, and there's a din in the chayfetz hanizik. There's two halachas. There's halacha when you're done, when the person did the hezik. There's halacha when you're done, when the zach became nizik. Avada Isha Mishum Chitzov says that the mazik did the thing when he lit the thing. It's ki'ilu he did the whole maisa. But when you're done on the chayfetz, when the chayfetz got burnt, so the heilige Kotzke Rebbe, avada the chayfetz got burnt later. The chayfetz couldn't get burnt when the person lit it. So what are we crying for on Chorban HaMikdash? That the Goyim were able to light the Beis HaMikdash, or crying on the Chorban HaMikdash that the Beis HaMikdash got burnt. We're crying that the Beis HaMikdash got burnt. So even if Rabbi Yochanan holds Isha Mishum Chitzov, but Rabbi Yochanan says the Rubei Shel Eichel Nisraf B'Asiri. If Rubei Shel Eichel was Nisraf B'Asiri, so Lamaise it got burnt on Asiri. And that's what we're Kaveyah the crying for. If that's why we're Kaveyah the crying, that's why we burn B'Asiri. That's what the Kotzke Rebbe said. So there are teretz on this kasha. I don't remember clearly. I know the Bichas Shimon from Abuch Shimon Shneitzin Zatzal brings the teretz. Either he brings the teretz from Moshe Yabiana or he brings the teretz from Shimon Lezhelechova. I don't remember. One of his two rebbes in Shivas Chachme Lebelin. State in Parashas Hazinu in Rashi that what is the difference of the chitzim of the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the chitzim of Bnei Adam? There's a big difference between the chitzim of Bnei Adam and the chitzim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The chitzim of Bnei Adam is chitzim that once you send the chitz, it's impossible to take it back. Masha'enken, the chitzim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chitzim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mukhrech that the Rebbeinu Shem sent the chitz is not going to come back. The Eretz could stop the chitz any point and any time among its way. They said a pashat avot, Isha Mishum Chitzov is only shayach by Ben Adam. Ben Adam that sends the chetz is not retractable. The chetz you cannot take back. So then everything lies in the mitzvah of sending the chetz. But if the word is that the Beira Olam sends the chetz, then there is no such thing that everything is nichlal in the first bit pu'ula. Everything is, when it happens, so it's not shaykh that you say isha mishum chitza by the Beira Olam. As I've been gesagt by davening, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was hit as Eish B'Tzion. The Eish in Tzion didn't come from the Goy, isn't the one who lit the Eish in Tzion. The Beira Olam is the one who lit the Eish in Tzion. If the Beira Olam is the one who lit the Eish in Tzion, then Pastish can Ishim Shum Chitzov. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said, Rube Shel Eichel is Nisraf Be'yachasiri. Because by the Beira Olam there's no Ishim Shum Chitzov. By the Beira Olam there's no Ishim Shum Chitzov. Let's say, an Isafa Poshuta Admiyeid. And I saw a pshuta admiyed on this word. So they are sheinu word. They are sheinu word. Why did Rabbi Yochanan want Dakke to make it Rube Shel Eichel? It should be that it should be Basiri because Rube Shel Eichel Nisrif. But why did he want it? What was his point? That he should make it Dafka on Yud? There's just too much a swara to say that on Tess. And for the Chachomim, so on Tess. Why did he want Rube Shel Eichel? They should make it on Yud. Libi Oimeli. Libi Oimeli. If the tikkun of Tisha B'Av is Emunah and Bitochin, if the tikkun of Tisha B'Av is Emunah and Bitochin, Spitze Emunah is to believe that the Rebbeinu Shlom's chetz can zurückkommen. That's a Spitze Emunah. Spitze Emunah is to believe in the Emunah that by the Beira Olam there's no such thing, that the Zach is done. By the Beira Olam can the chetz halten da. Chev chadom unachas al tzevoy shal odom al tzyayish min arachmim. Why is it that when a person is a chayla mesukin and the doctor said he wrote already that it's impossible, he gives him 3 days, he gives him 5 days, why is it that a yid shouldn't be meyayish? Maybe taka, we light from yish. Maybe when we take the tillim in our hands, we take it with a grain of yish. We don't say tefillah the way it should be. We don't have the emunah that we could overcome. But why is it? Why is it that a yid shouldn't be meyayish? You know why it is? Because chitzev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can always be retracted. The person, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, can always retract his chetz. If you're talking about teva, if you're talking about a doctor doesn't understand that. A doctor understands the machla is already at this stage. It has to go further, it can't stop anymore. But by Reulam, there's no have to. By Rebbeinu Shlom's chetz can be retracted. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to be mechazik ne'amunah and klal Yisrael. That people should ask a question. Rube Shel Eichel Nisraf. Why should we make it on Yud? We should realize chitzev of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are retractable. We should realize the amunah and by Reulam al yisyayish min arachmim. In the worst of matzavim in rochnis, in the worst of matzavim in gashmis, a person has to remember that al yisyayish. That's what he wanted to bring in. He wanted to be mechazik ha'amun ha'bitochen. He wanted to be mechazik the al yiush. Yiush is the worst mazik. Yiush is the worst mazik. We have to be mechazik ha'amun ha'bitochen. With amun ha'bitochen, we can overcome yiush. Amun ha'bitochen in every matzev. Amun ha'bitochen in every matzev. In every matzev in rochnis and every matzev in galshmias. To have amun ha'bitochen that we can come back. Amun ha'bitochen that we can retract. Amun ha'bitochen that we can still connect ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our Aveda. That's the Aveda that we have to go away from Tisha B'Av from. Aveda and Tisha B'Av, we have to go with this chaskus of Emunah and Bitochen. Believe Emunah Shleima in the Geula. Have Bitochen in the Geula Shleima. And if we'll have Bitochen in the Geula Shleima, then we'll just tivna as Chaymas Yishalayim. With what will the Rebbeinu Shalom build Chaymas Yishalayim? Ki b'cha levad batochnu. When we'll come to the Darga of b'cha levad batochnu, nothing else. Nothing else, no shutfis. There will be no shutfis in our bitachon. We won't believe in anything else. We'll do ishtadlus. We'll do all the ishtadlus that we have to do. But batachnu, bitachon, not my invention, not my chachma, not my koyach of drink, nothing, nothing. Ki b'cha levad, bitachon only in the Beira Olam. Then it'll be tivna chaymes yishalayim. With that we will build back chaymes yishalayim with pure emun and bitachon. Ki b'cha levad batachnu. That's our avay. We want Tivna Chaim Tzishalayim. We want to see the Nachmu Nachmu Ami Yoyim Alekeichem. How is it going to be Nachmu Nachmu Ami Yoyim Alekeichem? Being Mechadik Amunim B'tochein. Being Mechadik Ki B'chol Levad B'tochnu Melech Ke'eram Eunisa Adayin Eilomim. Then we'll be Zoyche Ta'oz Then we'll be Zoyche Terachim Tzio In Tivna Chaim Tzishalayim V'mehera B'yameinu.